Leader Ed Miliband pledged his support to the Act Aware campaign, which aims to stop the spread of HIV and end HIV prejudice. Well, today is World AIDS Day, and yesterday Oxford's Wolfson College played host to an event which raises awareness for HIV and AIDS. The annual event was organised by the Oxford University Department Cairo. We'll find out what that stands for in just a moment, but the group's put on a number of talks and workshops, including student presentations. Joining me in the studio now is Kerry Machlin, who's a doctoral research student and was one of the organisers of yesterday's event. Kerry, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
So Cairo, what does it stand for? Because you can pronounce it so much better than I can.
Don't worry, it's taken me a while to actually get it down myself. It's the Centre for AIDS Interdisciplinary Research at Oxford.
I'm glad you said
it's
that.
It's a combination of academics and researchers working in the field of HIV.
So tell me more about yesterday's event, what the aim of it was.
Well, what we find is that particularly in Oxford, there are a lot of people working on researching HIV and across many, many different disciplines. And you don't always get into contact with the people from other departments that are engaged in research. And so this was a student-organized day that was led by a couple of researchers to create links and improve possibilities for research and support people who are doing research in the field. We always like to use the opportunity to share our horror stories, the DPhil students who've come back from fieldwork, and really just address some of the issues surrounding HIV and the challenges that are posed for research on the topic.
So on this World AIDS Day, tell me about some of those issues, some of those challenges that you face.
Well, I thought one of the pertinent ones, considering you were mentioning Ed Miliband, was one of our discussion groups was what the situation is for HIV in the first world, for example. We tend to get quite wrapped up in what is going on in Africa and what is going on in Asia and Latin America. And I'm obviously biased. That's where my research is. But a lot of people were very interested in discussing where we go from here when we've already raised AIDS awareness. What do we do now? Mm. We have treatment, but how do we approach things like stigma? How do we approach things like a general awareness about the issue?
Is there still a stigma attached to HIV and AIDS?
Well, it depends where you are. Mm. They're very much.
If we talk about this country.
If we talk about this country, I would probably say that there is. I find it surprising. I'm South African, so I come from a country where you talk about HIV/AIDS all the time. Mm. So I never hear about it when I come here, except when I'm in my department and doing research. I know a couple of people living here in Britain with HIV who would never tell their employer and would never tell their friends. I suppose it depends from person to person.
So is that stigma because of a general lack of awareness? Because you said that the awareness has increased and got better. So if that's the case, why is there still shame attached to somebody saying that they have the illness?
I think what the most interesting thing about HIV is it's not like any other illness in the way that, you know, if someone does something or gets an illness, gets cancer, you won't stigmatize them for that. Mm. But because the ways in which you get HIV kind of shunned by society, it's that carries the weight, I think. Although we had a great talk by Elizabeth Pisani a couple of days ago, and she said, well, we stigmatize against the behavior of smoking, for example, but we don't treat people badly when they have lung cancer. Mm. And yet we do something different for HIV, and there might be something socially qualitative to that.
So why are those social attitudes so different between here and South Africa?
I think there's far more awareness here than there is there. And I think there's a far greater weight that government and state officials and public health officials give to HIV here, which we are only just catching up on elsewhere. But I think possibly it's so contextual. Mm. And, you know, there's more people infected elsewhere. You haven't got a really high rate in the UK, but any rate for me is high.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be that rate, full stop. So I suppose it's how much it's, you know, spoken about and how much it's addressed. And this is why we want to highlight the issue of HIV in the first world so that it doesn't get swept under the rug while everyone else is focusing elsewhere.
So in terms of research, how far forward are we then?
It depends which field you're talking about. I mean, there's so many ways in which you can research HIV. Mm. There's vaccinations and biomedical understanding of the virus. I work in HIV prevention to do with sexual behavior. There are people who are working on treatment. I would say that there is so much that we don't know yet that sometimes the full weight of what you don't know is quite shocking.
Yeah.
But I think we've made loads of progress in the past 10 years, particularly just the breakthrough of treatment that we had from 95 onwards has changed people's lives. And I think if we keep putting that effort in and don't let up now, stop thinking that, you know, we've gotten somewhere and we can leave off now. So long as we keep pushing onward, we'll gain even more achievements along the way.
Do you think then enough resources are put into researching HIV and AIDS, whether it is a vaccination, whether it is looking at treatments?
We had this one of our discussion topics yesterday was to do with donors and research funding and state-based funding. I think a lot of funding is not well directed. There's quite a strong trend for donors to just completely bypass governments, for example, and you're not getting a lot of input into government state infrastructure, particularly in the third world. I would like it if they would fund all my research, and I'm sure we all would. I think it's very, very important. I think we need to keep it at the level that it is at the moment, if not increase it. Because we certainly can't slack off. There's still too much that we have to do.
And I mean, all the money in the world isn't going to change attitudes overnight. So for the friends you were talking about who are HIV positive and can't talk to their employer, don't feel they can even be open about their situation, what needs to change to enable them to be able to talk?
I think the greater difficulty is when you have to, from person to person, they have to decide whether or not they're going to make that choice to be open about their illness. I think the more people who do that, the more readily accepted it becomes. And we've seen that with a number of other illnesses, including mental illnesses. The more open people are about discussing it, the less stigmatized it can become. But you have to have commitments from government. You have to have commitments from employers. You have to have contracts that prohibit you from firing someone on the basis of finding out they have HIV. And mostly we need more open communication. And I think a climate such as that of Britain is an ideal place to be able to do that.
Mm.
Because there's like a fantastic health system and there's fantastic, you know, communications, distributions network, you know, messages can reach people very, very quickly. And so it would be a valuable place to start and get people talking about it.
How important is World AIDS Day? Because the one thing I've noticed this year, and whether it's just because I haven't been out and about a lot, I've not seen a lot of red ribbons being worn this year. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I was a tad disappointed by that. We were mentioning at our workshop yesterday that I think there were two or three events on, and that was it. I was quite surprised by that. We have, you know, the president gives a speech back home, you know, it's that kind of thing. And that's why I say I wonder if perhaps people have stepped back a little bit in terms of how critical this issue is. There are lots of other problems facing people at the moment. And I suppose things, you know, abstract problems get a bit swept away when you're worried about, you know, tuition fees and economies.
Exactly, yeah. It's been really lovely to meet you, Carrie. Thank you ever so much. Sounds like a really good event yesterday.
It was. We had a great time.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for having me in.
No, it's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Carrie, who's a doctoral research student in one of the organisers of yesterday's event. Anything there that Carrie said that you want to pick up on, feel free to do so. 08459 311 111 is the phone number. 16 minutes past 12.